Hello, Your Highness. Sorry about the Empire. Nice shoes. Did you choose them yourself?
Nice shoes?
Okay. Herr Crown Prince, you look hungry. Have some strudel. I only had one bite.
No wonder your patients kill themselves.
Oh, if he were a patient. Well, Rudolph's very complex.
That's your diagnosis? Complex?
He's such an intelligent man, and yet what does he do? He gets by on his looks, all his women. One reads the gossip columns.
No.
In between books. I'd say, Rudolph, you're too smart for this. Much too refined, I'd say. Lay off the women.
Lay?
Stay true to your mind.
Rudy, don't listen to him. Go with the women. Zoe's good looking, so?
Exactly. Here he is, such a good looking man, which is rare for a prince.
That's true.
Yet he plays so aloof, always in disguise. He has the world at his feet, yet he barely tries. Rudolph, you're so promising. If lately on,
sure, insult him.
Show us the passion behind the facade.
Okay, so he's aloof, but politically radical.
Well, radical, sure. But he's also a monarchist.
He's the heir. Of course he's a monarchist.
The heir, but powerless.
Powerless, but beloved. The common people love him.
But why?
Because he doesn't show them how intelligent he is. Because nobody loves you for being intelligent. For sex, power, a good joke, a sense of mystery, sure. But for intelligence, never.
That is so depressing. But it explains a lot.
He's such an intelligent man, so no wonder he's lost in this backwater town. Smart men get nothing.
Just a pat on the head and a Viennese frown.
Rudolph, just stay here with us. We'll drink.
We'll chat. You'll have some strudel, your mood'll improve. Like that.
Oh, look. I was supposed to have a sitting 10 minutes ago. Ah, well, next round's on me.
Thank you, Herr...
Gustav Klimt.
Sigmund Freud.